Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. My name is Mark Striegel. I'm so glad you could join me tonight. It's the day after Halloween. It's Sunday night. Just kind of banging this out before I go to sleep. Exhausted, crazy weekend. Family stuff going on all weekend. Looking forward to next weekend. I'm catching Judas Priest with Mastodon. Third freaking row. Paid an arm and a leg for the VIP up close tickets. And I'm totally psyched to see Judas Priest. It's been a while. I haven't seen them since they were touring with Heaven and Hell a number of years back. Going way back, probably. What was that, like 2008, 2009? I don't know. So psyched to see them very close to my house in Newark, New Jersey. Live in the town of Maplewood, New Jersey. I'm staring right now at a Trooper can of beer. Let's hear the Trooper, and let's come back and talk about the Iron Maiden beer. We'll be right back. just heard was The Trooper by Iron Maiden. And I haven't tasted this beer yet. I've heard about numerous bars that have had it and just never made it to any of them to actually taste it. I've been very interested in it. I'm a beer guy. You know, I like craft beers, IPAs, you know, I'm really into beer. So I'm looking at this Trooper beer, which I saw for the first time in a store in Florham Park, New Jersey. And I bought three packs of it. They're coming four packs. So I'm thinking of throwing a party at my house next month, like a holiday party. And if I like this beer, I'm going to definitely stock the cooler with this beer. Again, I'm not going to drink it right now, but I'm looking at it. It's created by the band Iron Maiden. I heard Bruce Dickinson was very involved in tasting and working with brewmasters. They chose the Robbins Brewery, which is in Cheshire, England. Don't know anything about it. It's handcrafted by the Robinson Brewery. These cans are the kind of the tall boy cans, not the super tall boys, but you know the 1 pint, 0.9 fluid ounces. Charged with flavor, it says. It sounds interesting. The alcohol content, 4.7%. by volume, which if you're a beer guy, you know that isn't a super strong beer as far as the alcohol content goes. Like I was just drinking some Ballast Point beer last night, to be exact, 7% alcohol. I mean, which is, you know, that's a little bit on the high side. It's not crazy, but it's a little higher than normal. I'd say your average beer is probably, you know, between 4% and 5%, right? So this is a pretty average beer as far as the alcohol content goes. You know, a pint is not going to get you completely blasted unless you weigh 90 pounds. So, looking forward to trying this. And again, I'm not going to do it tonight, but was psyched to see it for sale in a liquor store in cans. I'm lately more into cans than bottles. I don't know why. I just something kind of, don't mean to sound dorky, but kind of neat about cans. So there you go. The Trooper Beer by Iron Maiden. Of course, they have a new record out. Newer, not brand new, but newer. The Book of Souls. I just got the Japanese import, which, you know, has the whole, it comes with a book. It's a double CD thing. Looking at it right now. Haven't even opened it yet. But I've been listening to it on Spotify. It's a good record. It's a good record. Highly recommend it to you guys. And there's been a lot of good music this year, you know. We heard The Trooper, which is obviously an old-time classic from, I believe, 1984, I want to say, off the Peace of Mind record. But let's talk about 2015. Mark Slaughter put out a great solo record, and here's a track off it. This is called Away I Go.
I am the tipsy boy from Mars. Times by the scars. In the dark is where I roam. In the heart, well, that's my home. Until the endless highway is calling out my name. I got an angel by my side. Good as gold. Every time I rise, resurrected, unprotected, blinded by her light. Sometimes when I'm on my knees, distant voices come to me. Forbidden apples in the trees attempting me to fall. That will reveal the rest of me.
What you just heard was Mark Slaughter 2015. Mark Slaughter, of course, the vocalist, and a lot of people don't know, but played a lot of guitar in Slaughter too. He is a great guitar player, and he plays the guitar on that song right there. I mean, he's excellent. He was a guitar teacher before he joined the Vinnie Vincent Invasion as vocalist way back in the day, replacing Robert Fleischman, who, of course, was in Journey briefly and co-wrote that great classic Wheels in the Sky, although he doesn't sing on the famous version of that song that, of course, is Steve Perry. But yeah, anyway, so Mark Slaughter replaced that guy in the Vinnie Vincent Invasion way back when, and he is still rocking it. I got to hang out with him when he was on that metal show. I was one of the producers on season 15 of that metal show this year. And great guy. We went out afterwards and we're drinking and talking. I was telling him Dana Strum needs to do more interviews. That guy's got so many great stories, I'm sure, in him. He's been such a crazy part of the whole L.A. metal scene. So many great stories. Love to hear more interviews with Dana Strum. I've tried. Can't get him on this show, but maybe one day. Anyways, this is New Ghost 2015, one of my favorite bands. They were on Stephen Colbert, kind of a big break for them, although I didn't like how they put this like weird old time film grain. They put like this, you'd call it like a plug-in in editing terms, over top of their performance. I'm not sure why. Maybe they thought it was, I have no idea. It was bizarre, but sounded good. It's, you know, the thing, Ghost definitely enhance their vocals live with some tracks. I mean, Papa's definitely always singing, and, you know, he's not always spot on with the notes. He's pretty close, but you hear the harmonies and stuff, and you know that's, at least as far as I know, I believe that's most likely tracking. And there's not a ton of it, but it's definitely there. And that was apparent, I thought, during the Stephen Colbert performance. Anyways, possibly Ghost have one of the best records out of 2015. I'm going to say the best. And this is Absolution off of that record.
Ever since you were born, you've been dying. Every day a little more, you've been dying. The setting sun.
That was Absolution off of the Ghost record. I'm not sure how you pronounce the name of it. I always have trouble. Meliora, I guess is the name of the record, right? Meliora. Yeah, Meliora. M-E-L-I-O-R-A. Great, great record. My favorite record of 2015 so far. I will go on record saying that. Ugh, let's go back. Way the fuck back. I guess I'll tie this into contemporary 2015 with saying the Quiet Riot documentary, Now You're Here and There's No Way Back, is excellent. I really didn't think it was going to be that good. I was a contributor to the Kickstart campaign probably like 5 years ago. It's finally out, guys. It was on Showtime. If you have Showtime on demand, you can probably watch it for free. And I know the DVD is coming out. And this is just an old classic Quiet Riot song, which they show the band playing in the documentary that's currently out, which is, has a nice little twist halfway through the documentary. It goes from being like a historical thing to where Frankie Benelli is at with it. So it's great, great watch. This is Run for Cover, going way back to the Mental Health record. And again, Quiet Riot, Run for Cover. Watch out!
Look out!
classic Quiet Riot from the early 1980s. I believe 1983 on that one, right? I don't have my Google opened to check that. I'm recording onto an iPad right now, so I don't have my laptop in front of me, which a lot of times I do. I have GarageBand open on that. Recording through the one Phantom Power mic, sure Phantom Power mic, into the one, then into the iPad. Good sound, I think, right? Cool. Guys, I'm so psyched you could join me on today's episode. You know, once again, I'm posting numerous MP3s of the show, which is kind of making it hard for me to track the numbers, although it's not hard, but I have to add up like three, sometimes four different MP3s to get an exact number. The numbers are good, and I am thankful for that. Thank you guys for listening to this show. Give me a like on Facebook. Go to Talking Metal on Facebook. Give me a like. And send me a little note. Say, hey, I love the show. I've never reached out. Just wanted to tell you you're doing a great job. You're doing a shit job. I wish you'd do this better. I wish you'd do that. You know, whatever. I just like having contact with you guys. I'm also on Twitter, and you can hit me up there too. Yeah, speaking of Twitter, the That Metal Show Twitter, you know, I mentioned I worked on That Metal Show earlier this year. It drives me fucking nuts. This fucking sucks. Don, Eddie, and Jim, the producers on That Metal Show, have nothing to do with the That Metal Show Twitter account or Facebook account. I've actually spoken to Eddie and Don about this. Don even told me he stopped following the That Metal Show Twitter, which is pretty funny. Obviously, the people at VH1 who are running those don't really truly understand what hard rock and heavy metal is and what the That Metal Show demographic is. You know, Joan Jett, as you guys know, as I know, Kurt Cobain, those people are not metal, as you guys know and as I know. But for some reason, whoever's running those Twitter accounts thinks stuff like that is hard rock or metal, and that the That Metal Show audience, you know, like Kurt Cobain or Joan Jett, they just don't get it. They don't get it. And I think they should turn over the That Metal Show Facebook page and Twitter account to people like Don or Eddie or somebody involved with the show who knows what should be represented on those social media pages. You know, what the That Metal Show audience wants to hear about, because obviously the people running that, though, both of those, the Twitter and the Facebook, do not have any clue. So I just wanted to get that out there. Don't blame Don, Eddie, Jim, or anybody who works on That Metal Show for the stupidity that's going on the That Metal Show Twitter or Facebook page. Yeah. So, speaking of new music, we're kind of still on that tip. I know we're playing classics here today too, but the new issue of Revolver, The Truth Revealed, Iron Maiden frontman Bruce Dickinson opens up about his battle with cancer. Haven't read the article yet. I have the magazine sitting in front of me, but let's run through some of their reviews of new music. Pussifer, Money Shot is the record. Revolver gives it 4 stars. There was a review in the current issue of Revolver, again, which has Eddie from Iron Maiden fame on the cover. And Pussifer. I always say Pussifer, whatever. Maynard from Tool in A Perfect Circle. Maynard James Keenan is in that band. It's his band. And he calls it more than a side project. You know, everyone just wants a new Tool record, Maynard. You know, I know you're sick of tired of talking about Tool, but I don't know. It seems like maybe finally they're in the studio working on something. So we hope to hear some new Tool music soon. And according to Revolver, the Pussifer record, Money Shot, is good stuff. 4 stars. Have not heard it yet. I do want to hear it. I do want to hear it. What else? They have a review of All Them Witches. Dying Sufferer meets his maker. They give that 4 stars. Wow. Annihilator's new one, Suicidal Society. Of course, Annihilator, the Canadian thrash metal classic metal act, I guess. They, with Jeff Waters, of course, they give that new release, Suicide Society, 2 stars. Not great, according to Revolver. So, I won't take their word for it, actually. I'll need to check that out on my own. And Blood Divisions, the self-titled Blood Divisions record, which is, again, new music, which is out. 3 stars. Let's see. What else did they review? They, in this new issue of Revolver, have reviewed the new album by cult leader, Lightless Walk. They like it. It's 4 stars. They give Escape the Fate, the album Hate Me by Escape the Fate, the metalcore band, they give that 2 stars. And they give the new Queensryche, Condition Human, 4 stars. And we'll read a little bit of that review by Revolver. Talk about a good thing getting better. Queensryche's self-titled 2013 album introduced Todd LaTorre as a top-notch operatic replacement for longtime vocalist Jeff Tate, who split blah, 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 blah. Anyways, yeah, you can read it. They like it. They like it. They like it. Queensryche, Condition Human. I like it, too. It's good stuff. And that's going to do it for today's episode, guys. Another great record from this year, of course, is the new Armored Saint record. And this is the song Win Hands Down by Armored Saint. Thanks for joining me. Support Talking Metal with a PayPal donation on talkingmetal.com. You'll see the PayPal tab right there. And, as always, use our Amazon links. It's very helpful. I know you guys do use them, and I appreciate that. Don't stop. Don't stop. PayPal donations are nice, though, too. I love them, and I did get a few this past month, so thank you, guys. I could use a few more, you know, but, you know, $5-$10 here and there. I love it. I love it. And when you give me those, if you want me to play a song for you, nobody did this month, but if you do want me to play a song for you, I will play a song for you. So just put that right in the, you know, the note section there on PayPal when you send over the donation. And you can also buy a shirt. And if you can't afford to do any of that, just go subscribe to us on iTunes. Hit the subscribe button 5 or 6 times while you're at it. That helps us. That helps placement of the podcast. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good night. Armored Saint, Win Hands Down. Go buy it on iTunes.